بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. The theme for the present talk is simple living, high thinking. Simple living, high thinking is a very well-known formula. But it is very difficult to find a person who follows this formula sincerely with its letter in spirit. Although it seems to be a very simple formula, but why people fail to follow it? The reason is that although seemingly it is a simple formula, but it requires great sacrifice, maybe the greatest sacrifice. People are not ready to this sacrifice, so they are not following this formula. Although this formula is the greatest secret of success, simple living high thinking is the only secret to success. I want to give some detail about this formula. Now, what is simple living? Simple living means need-based living. Need-based living. Every man has some need, and everyone must fulfill his need. But you know, need has some limits, but greed has no limit. When you follow your desire, when you follow your greed, then there is no limit. So simplicity means living in limitations. Simplicity means living according to your need and not according to your desires or greeds. Now, it is not simply a ethical formula. No, it is a very important formula. Simple living saves you from all kind of distraction. From all kind of distraction. Everything other than need is nothing but distraction. All those things that are more than need, they give you some temporary pleasure, some temporary comfort. But in the long run, they deviate you from the right path. It distracts you from your goal. So it is very important to stick to your need. Everything other than need is greed. And greed is only for a temporary joy. It is not your need. Then, you know, in our times, everyone is living in stress and tension. In today's newspaper, perhaps you have read that some stores have committed suicide because they were taking drugs and they destroyed their immune system, their biological system, and lastly they collapsed, they died. So drug or drink, all those things are not your need. So you have to avoid all these things. So simple living is not a moral things, but it is a very important step towards your success. Because simple living saves you from all kind of distractions, and then you have enough money, you have enough time, you have enough energy. When you save yourself from distractions, you are saving your energy, you are saving your time, you are saving your money, and you can use these things in a better way. So simple living is only way of living. All other ways of living are disastrous. Then what is high thinking? High thinking means thinking beyond your desires, beyond your surroundings, beyond your immediate attractions. That is high thinking. Now, high thinking makes you wise thinker. Who are wise thinkers? Wise thinkers are those who save themselves from going astray into trivial matters. Once I read an article in some English paper, the writer said that the writer complains about his contemporary people that people's minds are lost in trivialities and not attuned to the challenging issues of the time. Why this happens? Why people are engaged in trivialities? Because they fail to develop intellectual, they fail to develop their mind. Only developed mind can save himself from being victim of all these things. When you are engaged in trivial matters, when you follow your desires, when you spend your time in hoo-ha culture, when you fail to go to deeper things, if you are studying novels and movies and all those things, it means that you are wasting your time. Our time is for a single purpose, for intellectual development. I think the greatest achievement in this world is intellectual development. The Creator has given us a mind. This mind is a potential. Mind has almost everything. Mind has great, great capacity. But all these things are in terms of potential. You have to unfold this mind. You have to turn this potential to actual. So you have to be busy in this task. This is the greatest task. This is the task ahead. So we cannot afford this kind of luxury to engage ourselves in activities other than develop our mind. Then how we can develop our mind? Through study. Study means serious study. I'm not saying about novels and stories and poetry, all these things. No. Serious study. So through serious study, through intellectual exchange on serious matters, through thinking. So all these things are tool towards intellectual development. But we have not enough time. We have very short time. In this short span of time, we cannot engage ourselves in matters other than intellectual development. So this is the formula of simple living, high thinking. If you adopt simple living, it means that you are saving yourself from distraction. And when you save yourself from distractions, it means that you are saving your money, saving your time, saving your energy. Simple living makes you well-developed, well-equipped. Simple living makes you well-equipped with all those things that are required in life. So, simple living means saving yourself from distraction. It's very important. Distraction is killer for anyone. What is distraction? Distraction means all those activities you see everywhere in our present time, that is shopping and outing and viewing movies, reading novel and stories, and going to Hua culture, going to friendship culture. All those things are distractions because they swallow our time. All these things swallow our time, swallow our money, swallow our energy. I have met so many things who are living like this life. They are living in friendship, they are living in shopping and outing, all these things. I found that intellectually they were dwarf. I found that these peoples are intellectually dwarf. You cannot exchange with them at any serious subject. They know nothing about serious subjects. They know only their desires, their joys, their comforts, their luxuries. About these things they have great knowledge. But about serious problems, serious matters, serious issues, they have no knowledge. So they cannot take part in discussions on those subjects. So simple living is very important in terms of Islam and in terms of reason, both. If you believe Islam, to Islam is the religion of simplicity. And if you believe in reason, then again it is important for you. So in terms of Islam and in terms of reason, both, it is very, very important to follow the principle of simplicity. There is a hadith, the Prophet of Islam has said, Islam means simplicity. Islam means simplicity. Why Prophet of Islam gave so much importance on simplicity? Because this reason. I'm not saying that all those things, I'm not saying that all those things like comfort and luxury and outing and shopping are haram. I'm not saying like this. Is that question haram and halal? It's not a question of lawful or unlawful. It is a question of management, source management. It is a question of source management. You have limited source. You have limited time. You have limited energy. So you have to learn the art of wise management of all these things. So simple living makes you a wise person who can manage his sources in a very useful manner. So I'm not saying that all those things are haram in Islam. No. It's not my language. I am saying that these things are source of distraction. And distraction is a killer for your development, for your progress. So, when Prophet Islam said that simplicity is a part of Iman, simplicity is a part of Islam, what was meaning of this saying? The meaning was that going against simplicity is not haram, but going against simplicity is against reason. Against reason. It's very clear in my mind, it's very clear that going against simplicity is not haram. But going against simplicity is an unwise step. Because when you practice all these things, you fell into distraction. You waste your money, you waste your time, you waste your energy. And we have a very limited source, limited time. We cannot afford this kind of luxury. You know, the first verse of the Quran revealed to Prophet of Islam was Iqra, read. So reading is most important thing in Islam. This is the first lesson. This was the first lesson revealed to the Prophet of Islam. So it is very clear that reading or study is very, very important in Islam. Why? Because when you read serious books, those books which were compiled by great minds, great thinkers, great scholars, then you are learning some great things. Reading means learning. Reading means enhancing your intellectual development. So reading serious books is very, very important in Islam. There is a hadith that اُطْلُبِ الْعِلْمِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِالسِّينِ. It means that seek knowledge even if it is in China. So seeking spirit is most important spirit in Islam. Most important spirit in Islam. Seeking spirit is the only important spirit. When you are a seeker, you will try to find, and when you try to find, you will find the truth, you will find the great things. So reading is very important in Islam. Reading all those classics, reading all those important books, reading all those serious materials, reading all those work of scholars and thinkers and reformers and great minds. So this kind of reading is very important in Islam. اینڈ وداؤٹ ہائی تھنکنگ یو کین ناٹ ریڈ آل دیز تھنگس. ہائی تھنکنگ سیوز یو فرام انڈلجنگ ان ٹریول میٹرس. اٹ از ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹو نو دیٹ وائی واٹ از ہائی تھنکنگ. ہائی تھنکنگ سیوز یو فرام انڈلجنگ ان ٹو ٹریول میٹرس, ان ٹو سپرفیشل میٹرس. سو اف یو وانٹ ٹو ریڈ سیریس بکس یو ہیو ٹو سیو یور ٹائم, یو ہیو ٹو سیو یور سیلف فرام انڈلجنگ ان ٹریول ایکٹیویٹیز, ان سپرفیشل ایکٹیویٹیز. سو آئی تھنک دیٹ دس فارمولا از ویری امپورٹنٹ فارمولا, سمپل لیونگ, ہائی تھنکنگ, very very important. It seems to be a very simple formula, but it is very important in term of development and progress. All those super thinkers, all those super scholars were followers of this formula, like Einstein, like Newton, like Socrates. All those great thinkers, great scholars, were great followers of this formula, simple living, high thinking. So these both are interlinked. When you adopt simple living, then you are able to think in a high way. When you adopt simple living, then you are able to make yourself high thinker. High thinking is a result of simple living. Both are interlinked. So it is very important to know this linkage between the two. Without simple living, there is no high thinking. So if you want to make yourself a great scholar, a wise man, you have to adopt this formula, that is simple living. Then there are other aspects of simple living. It gives you health. All those people who enjoy good health, they have adopted simple living. If you are organize a survey on this matter, and you will try to know what is the secret of all those healthy persons who enjoy good health. So what is the secret of their good health? You will find that the secret of their good health is simple living. Without simple living, there is no good health. Simple living is an integral part of good health. Simple living is a natural living. It's a natural way of living. You know, nature is everything in nature is simple, no complication. So simple living means natural living. Nature loves simplicity. Nature loves simplicity. So it is our natural way of life. It is our natural way of life. So everyone must follow his own nature. And when you will follow your own nature, you will follow simple living. Because both are one and the same. And simple living is the door of all kind of success. Simple living makes you healthy person. Simple living makes you a wise person. Simple living makes you socially a good person. So all kind of goodness, so the secret of all kind of goodness lies in simple living. It is very easy formula. Simple living is a very easy formula. Then in simple living lies the true happiness. True happiness. Happiness is not in comfort or luxury. Happiness is in simplicity. All those people who have adopted simplicity, they are living in happiness. It is a very important aspect of simple living, that simple living gives you happiness. Simple living is also an art of de-stressing. If you are living in stress, adopt simple living. All those stress and tensions are result of not following this formula. So I will say that all those people who are victim of tension and stress, they must follow this formula. Simple living and high thinking. I think the simple living and high thinking is the easiest formula of de-stressing. Easiest formula. So if you are living in stress, if you are living in tension, you have to adopt this formula. This formula reduces all your anxieties. This formula eliminates all those negative thoughts from your mind. Because where there is simple living and high thinking, there is no tension, no stress, no hate, no anger, no intolerance, no anger, no revenge. Those people who have adopted this formula, they are living in complete peace. Simple living and high thinking is the only formula towards peace. If you want peace of mind, adopt this formula. If you want to live in peace of mind, adopt this formula. Simple living and high thinking gives you peace, gives you tranquility, gives you is this free living. It is not exaggeration. You can try and then you will be convinced that this is the only formula of de-stressing. There is no doubt about it. Then simple living and high thinking makes you better in all those religious aspects. For example, when you adopt this formula, you are a nice member of your society, you have enough time for worship, you have enough time for zikrullah, that is remembrance of God, you have enough time for reading of Quran, then you have enough time for dawah work. I can say that dawah culture is a simple culture. Anyone, you know, dawah work is the greatest work in Islam. Dawah work is the greatest work in Islam. So anyone who wants to do dawah work, he must adopt this formula. Simple living, high thinking. Without following this formula, you cannot do dawah work. Without following this formula, you cannot do dawah work. This formula is an integral part of dawah work. So you see, all the prophets were following this formula. All the great da'i were following this formula. So this formula is good for everyone, including da'i. One who wants to do dawah work, he has no time, no. Dawah work requires dedication. Dawah work requires dedication. And dawah work requires dedication. And dedication requires simplicity. If you want to do dawah work, you have to be committed to your mission. You have to be committed for your mission. And without simple living, you cannot follow this principle. So every aspect of life, so this formula pertains to all aspects of lives, family life, social life, religious life, national life, all the aspects of life are covered with this formula. About myself, I can say that I have followed this formula completely, and I have found that this formula is source of peace for my mind. This formula gives me peace. This formula gives me spiritual development. This formula gives me enough time to do my spiritual work, my dao work. So this formula for me is not simply a formula. It is my own life. This formula is not simply a bookish formula for me. But this formula is my life, my life pattern, my lifestyle. So I can say with conviction, I can say according to my own experience, I can say according to my own experience that this formula is the only formula that gives you success in this world and also in the world hereafter. Simple living, high thinking is the best art of life. Everyone needs to manage his life, art of life management. It is everyone's need. Everyone wants to manage his life. So everyone needs art of life management. And according to my experience, I can say that simple living and high thinking is the ABCD of art of life management. Without adopting this formula, you cannot manage your life successfully. This is my conviction and this is my experience. I have no doubt about it. I think all the great men of the history have followed this formula. All the great men of history. Especially the Prophet of Islam. Prophet of Islam was a model, an example. Quran says about the Prophet, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That Prophet is a good example for you. Prophet is a model for you. So Prophet of Islam was model. Are examples in every aspect, including this formula, simple living, high thinking. His life was very simple. His clothes was very simple. His residence was very simple. Everything was very simple. And you know, he was able to do great work, miraculous work, because he saved his life from all kind of distraction. He was able to dedicate himself from his mission. Without this formula, there is no dedication. Anyone, anyone who is a student, who is a scholar, who is a job holder, who is doing a business, anything. You are free to do anything, but if you want to achieve success, you have to adopt this formula. Simple living, high thinking. Simple living saves you from distraction, and high thinking saves you from indulging in trivial activities. So both are very important. For me, this formula is like a religious formula or a spiritual formula. For me, it is like a spiritual formula. I love this formula. Also, I can say that this is the gist of spirituality. Simple living, high thing is the gist of spirituality. If you want to live a spiritual life, you have to adopt this formula. Simple living, high thinking is the best formula of spiritual living. Some people take spirituality as a mystery. But I think that spirituality is not a mysterious discipline. There is no mystery in spiritual life. Spiritual life is nothing. Spiritual life is nothing but simple living and high thinking. When you adopt simple living, when you adopt high thinking, then the result is spirituality. This is the simplest definition of spirituality. I don't believe in mysterious kind of spirituality. There is no mystery in spirituality. Spirituality is a science, like other sciences. It is well known. So I can say that spirituality is nothing but a result of simple living, high thinking. When you adopt this formula, that is simple living, high thinking, you will develop a new kind of thinking, a new kind of experiences, a new kind of culture, a new kind of behavior. And all these things are spirituality. Spirituality is the highest spirituality. I think that the spirituality has the highest place in one's life. But the formula is very simple. Spirituality is a very high kind of discipline. But the formula is very simple. And that is simple living, high thinking. Why? because spirituality is interwoven in your personality. Spirituality is here. Spirituality is not an import item. No. Spirituality is not an import item. It is here. It is interwoven in your nature. So when you adopt simple living and high thinking, you can unfold your spiritual potentials. Potentially it is here, but it need to be unfolded. So when you adopt this formula, that is simple living, high thinking, you are able to unfold your spirituality. You are able to turn your potential into actual. You are able to turn your spiritual potential into actual. This is the gist of the spirituality. Spirituality is not a mysterious discipline, it is a scientific discipline. You can find its definition in scientific term, in logical term, in a rational way. And I can say with experience, what I am saying is my experience. I'm not giving you simply a bookish knowledge. No. It is my experience, it is my own life, it is my finding, it is my realization that spirituality is not something mysterious. Spirituality is a very simple discipline. Adopt simple living and high thinking, and you will be a spiritual person. So it is very important to know that what is the true spirituality. There are some very false kind of spirituality, false kind of versions of spirituality. But I don't believe all those false kind of spirituality. I'm a great believer in scientific spirituality. I have great conviction in scientific spirituality. Scientific spirituality is based on intellectual development. Scientific spirituality is based on unfolding of your own potentials. But it requires simple living. It requires high thinking. Simple living, high thinking enables you. Simple living, high thinking enables you to do this job, to unfold your spiritual content, to find the inner spirituality hidden in your personality. And I can say with my own experience, so I am saying this with complete conviction. I have discovered this kind of spirituality from the study of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet of Islam was also a spiritual person. Not in mysterious thing. Prophet of Islam was also a spiritual person, but not in mysterious sense, but in scientific sense, in Islamic sense. The inner content of Islam is spirituality. According to my experience, according to my study, according to my knowledge, the inner content of Islam is spirituality. Spirituality is the gist of Islam, but not in mysterious sense, but in scientific sense. Some people take Islam as a political system, but it is wrong. Islam is not a political system. Islam is a spiritual system. Islam is a spiritual system. Islam begins from spirituality. Islam begins from spiritual experience. This is the crux of the religion of Islam. All those people who take Islam as a religion of jihad, as a religion of political revolution, as a religion of social system, they don't know nothing about Islam. Islam is a way of spiritual life. Islam is a way of spiritual life. It is Islamic culture. Simple living, high thinking is not something adopted from other systems. It is part of Islamic system. It is an integral part of Islamic system. So Prophet of Islam said that Iman means simplicity. Iman means simplicity. Al-Bazaratu Miral Iman. That is, simplicity is a part of Iman. Simplicity is a part of belief. Simplicity is a part of Islam. Without simplicity, you cannot discover all those great realities. So, I would suggest that you must adopt this formula. Simple living, high thinking. And you will achieve the success of both the world. Present world and the world hereafter. This is my experience. And this is my knowledge. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.